Chapter 4. The Lodgers. Nobody removed the apple from under Gregor's shell, and the wound became infected. Gregor became tired and weak, and walking was very painful to him.
"My body is heavy," he thought. "I can't climb up the walls anymore, and resting on the ceiling is impossible now."
Gregor's father did not attack him again because he saw that Gregor was weakening. In the evening, they opened Gregor's bedroom door, and he watched them from the darkness. But nobody talked to each other anymore, and there was never any laughter. Their easy life was gone forever. Mr. Samsa worked as a servant, and even wore his servant's uniform at home. Mrs. Samsa sewed clothing for a fashion shop, and Greta was a sales girl during the day. In the evening, she studied typing and French. Though they were all working, the family weren't making a lot of money, and it was difficult for them to pay the rent. Mrs. Samsa sold her jewellery to pay the bills, but it was still not enough. The family finally decided to rent the largest room to three men as lodgers. The men were well-dressed professionals, and they wanted to live in an extremely clean house. One night, the lodgers were eating a delicious meal in the kitchen. Gregor could smell their food, and he was very hungry. But he didn't want their food, not while it was fresh anyway. In the living room, his sister played the violin for the first time since Gregor's metamorphosis. Andal, the most friendly lodger, stopped talking to his friends.
"Listen to that lovely music," he said. "Who's playing?"
He and his friends went to the living room and were impressed to see Greta playing the violin. Mr. Samsa saw the lodgers staring at Greta and the violin. He said,
"I'm sorry, is my daughter disturbing you? If you want quiet, she can stop playing."
"No, we're enjoying it," Andal said. "Can she give us a recital in the kitchen while we're having our dinner?"
The lodgers then returned to the kitchen. Mr. Samsa took the music stand. Mrs. Samsa took the pages of music, and Greta took the violin. They moved into the kitchen, and Greta started to play again. Attracted by the music, Gregor came out of his room slowly. Usually, he cleaned himself from all the dirt and dust on his shell, head and legs before he came near the family. But this time, he was too tired and ill to clean himself. Gregor was very excited by the music. He walked forward little by little, hoping to see his sister.
"I'm the only one here who really loves her music," he thought. "Why is she playing for these strangers? They don't appreciate her like I do. She must come and play for me in my room."
He moved slowly to the kitchen door, hoping to attract Greta's attention. Instead, Andal saw the giant, dirty cockroach, and he was horrified. He pointed his finger at Gregor and shouted,
"Look! A monster! There's a giant cockroach in this house! How disgusting!"
Greta's hand moved suddenly, and the bow made a terrible sound on the violin.
"Please, let me explain," Mr. Samsa told the lodgers. Andal shook his head.
"I'm leaving this dirty house immediately, and I won't pay a single penny," he said. "I can't believe there are cockroaches here."
"We're leaving too," the other lodgers said. "And we won't pay either. We've never seen a cockroach like this before."
Gregor was sad. He only wanted his sister to play the violin for him. Was that a lot to ask? Mrs. Samsa couldn't say a word, and Greta just stared at her pages of music while the lodgers packed their bags and left the house angrily. Suddenly, the violin fell to the floor. Greta stood up and banged her hand on the desk.
"I will not call this creature my brother's name again," she said. "It has destroyed everything, and we must get rid of it."
Mr. Samsa said, "I have never believed that disgusting insect was our son."
"You're right, darling," Mrs. Samsa said. "Gregor was such a marvelous son. Nobody will blame us for protecting ourselves," Greta said. "We'll do it in the morning."
Gregor tried to turn around, but every movement hurt him. The family watched as he squeezed through the doorway into his room. As soon as he was inside, Mr. Samsa shut and locked the door quickly. Gregor lay on his back on the floor. He couldn't move anymore. His body hurt, and he was tired. He wanted to disappear. As the night passed, the pain eased, and he felt more comfortable. As morning approached, he watched the sun rise in the sky. Then he breathed his last breath and died peacefully.